Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. I apologize for the delay today, but we had some technical difficulties. So without any further ado, today's show is, before you spend all your advertising dollars, think about PR. And we have a phenomenal young lady that has years of experience in marketing, in advertising, in television, and all of those things. And her goal is to help small businesses and startup companies to create not only a business plan, but a better way to market their business in a quite unique way. So with that, hello and how are you?
Hi, it's Amy Repke. How are you today?
Hi, Amy. How are you? We ran into some connection problems, so I have to apologize to you and, of course, all the listeners. But without any further ado, Amy, again, to you and the listeners, let's go ahead and knock this out and dazzle them with all of the greatness that is you.
Yes,
so
let's
get started. Could you
start
off by telling us a little bit about you?
Okay, well, I have a long career as a television journalist, working in local news as well as for some national network news broadcast. And with that journalism background, several years ago I decided to take a step into the communications world and focus on public relations and strategic public communication.
Outstanding. And now you've taken all of that, all of those years of experience, and now you're going to help small businesses to actually improve their ability to connect and to market themselves. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. You know, I'm bringing with me years of experience working not only in television but print as well, and watched public relations folks come to me and try to cover their stories, and whether it was a business or an event, and wanted to switch sides and do something different. And I feel like I have great expertise to help my clients and help any business grow in a way that they may not have thought about before.
Outstanding. Could you tell us a little bit about your company and your overall approach? I know
sure.
That there's many
Sure. Reps Consulting, we are based in the Washington, D.C. area, and what we do is help, currently helping a couple of nonprofits as well as small to mid-sized companies just kind of tell their story. And, when you think about public relations, it is truly telling the story of your company, and I believe that every business has a story behind it, something that makes it authentic and special. And the beauty of public relations is spreading that word and presenting yourself in a position where you're creating an authentic dialogue with your clients or customers or even your employees.
Outstanding. I know that when we met and we actually talked in person, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're missing the phenomenal opportunity that I had, which is to actually meet Amy in person. You were telling me about how you help people that think they need to spend a lot of money on their marketing, helping them to realize that that's not really the way that they – that's not something that they have to do. And I thought that was really – huge.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when I talk with a lot of my clients, and, you know, oftentimes when people especially are starting a new company or they've been in business for years, they tend to set aside dollars for marketing and advertising, and then they miss that component of public relations communications, how they're going to establish a dialogue with their clients, how they're going to spread the word, that word of mouth communication that we all love so much? How are they going to get the word about their product? And, you know, the research shows we are more likely to buy a product and use a service that's recommended from a friend or an acquaintance than we are necessarily to get that and make that purchase from solely advertisement. And I advise my clients, well, advertisement and marketing is great. You know, we all need to promote ourselves and get out in front of our target audience. But there are other ways to use your resources to gather some credibility in your market. And that's through public relations, whether it's you want to be in a trade publication or you want to have some print media exposure or you want to think bigger and you want to be an industry leader and have a local news or national news cast do a spotlight on your business. Those are ways to capture some good, you know, as we call it in the business, it's earned media. And you're not paying for the advertisement, but rather you're presenting your story in a way that a media outlet would want to cover.
Outstanding. So for all of our listeners that are also new to this and are trying to get their teeth and their mind wrapped around this whole thing, could you tell us what is a press release?
Well, a press release is designed to present your message and the thoughts that you want to get out there, and you control the message. You create the press release. It can be 1 to 2 pages, and it could either be background on your company and what you offer, or it could be an event that you're promoting, and it's something that you feel would be worthy of someone printing or reposting on social media. And I like to kind of work with my clients on building that toolkit. Okay, if you're having an event and you want people to cover that event, you want to get exposure, what do we need to say in that press release? And it's kind of, you know, the who, what, when, where, why. And the why is so important because you need to be unique and you need to have something to say and something newsworthy to say. So if there is any type of local connection or even a national connection that you can make to something happening in your industry and put your voice behind it, that's a great way to position yourself as an industry leader and establish more credibility with current clients and prospective clients.
Okay, so that's when you should send one out, or is there other times when you should send one out?
Well, there's, press releases can be used for all sorts of things. They could be used to, if you have a new hire or if you have a new service or a product that you're offering. Those are great opportunities to send out press releases. And also for businesses, anniversaries. I mean, it's great to say that, you know, you've been around for 10, 20 years. What company, you know, in today's world, would love to say, well, that's a great thing to promote. So there are all different types of ways that you can create a press release. And I often think that, you know, people don't realize what's special and what makes their company tick. And it's just finding that little piece that you want to share and explore with folks in your community. And another way to make a press release real quick is, you know, doing some philanthropy partnerships. I have one client that she was, you know, wondering, okay, how do I get the word out about my business? I'm a small independent company, and there are a lot of me around. So she is aligning herself with a national organization, and she's going to offer a service with that. And it's just another great way to align yourself with a charity or a nonprofit to spread the word about what you do.
Outstanding. So I guess that's one of the reasons why somebody definitely needs to use your services, because you can, again, bring it to mind. You can be that reminder or that light when they're kind of stuck, because, you know, most businesses are so busy trying to run the business that they don't really know what to do or needless to say, definitely don't know how to do it. So when we're running a press release, Well, first off, I already know that definitely need to call you and get some insight because I'd be lost. So that's a definite. But the other thing is, could you give us, I mean, you made some suggestions and you talked about different ways that we could do that. Could you give us some tips on actually how to write one?
Sure. You know, you could start with, you know, just take a blank Word document, for example, and, you know, mm-hmm. you want to have your contact information on there. And most important, you want to have a good lead and a good headline so you can get the attention of the person receiving that press release. So make sure you have a strong headline, and then start with the body and, you know, introduce what's new and what's unique, and then make sure you have, you know, the who, what, when, where, and why. And then you can also, you know, you can get creative with that. You can do, you can post that on, there's some free services out there on the web that, you know, with a search, you can locate some free places that will repost your web, your press release, rather. So a lot of eyes on the web can take a look at your press release.
Outstanding. Well, you know, today everything is social media this, social media that.
Mm-hmm.
How can I use social media to generate, you know, visibility for my business?
Well, you know, you can. A lot of businesses today have a Facebook page, they have a website, and what I do with a lot of my clients is I combine the traditional public relations with the digital age. And so we will take a press release and we will put that on the website so it's accessible 24/7. And, you know, anyone can look at that press release. So that's another way. So you can put it on your website. You can also post any news about your organization through your Facebook or your LinkedIn. Those are other avenues that are popular today. And, you know, people are also using Twitter to promote services and their businesses.
So that would help for a lot of us that are out there trying to get that visibility. That would help to generate that visibility for your business?
It sure would. And, you know, and the important thing, too, is, you know, when you start a public relations campaign or you think about starting a public relations campaign, is to build your toolkit. You know, think about strategically what your message is and then who you want to reach. And then you can build it from there. I tell my clients that, you know, public relations, it's a journey. It's not going to happen overnight. And, you know, when it works well, it has a lot of benefits and can ultimately benefit businesses' bottom dollars. And it's knowing what your market is and knowing what you want to say and getting it to those people.
Right. And I know that the big thing, too, for a lot of companies, and where a lot of companies drop the ball, which is, again, why they need someone like you to actually come in and help them, is to build their brand and to make them the leaders in their industry. You help with that, too, correct?
I do. I do. You know, I have one client that they create a lot of white papers, and they create a lot of solution briefs and thought leadership. And for them, the thought leadership is it's key in that industry. And so what I will do is take the thought leadership piece, and we make it, one, a marketing document, so it can be used as marketing collateral for a point of sale for a new client. But then we also take that thought leadership piece, and from that we'll write a press release, and then we'll attach it, and we'll send it out and try to get some exposure that way. So, you know, those are, you know, an op-ed articles in newspapers are another great way to promote your business and the service that you offer. It's just trying to find, you know, that special thing that you want to say. And, you know, when I first started working with the client that now creates a lot of thought leadership pieces, my main contact there said, well, we don't have anything to say. And I said, sure you do. Every single business has something to say. And it's just finding that voice and sharing it with the world.
Wow. I know, like I said, there's a lot of people that are just overwhelmed because they want clients. They're not sure how to get them, and they're trying to, I call it, do it on the cheap. And, you know, they need to, again, go to a professional like yourself. Could you give us your contact information?
Sure. You can find me at repsconsultingllc.com. And then it's also my contact information is amy@repsconsultingllc.com.
Okay, outstanding. Could you share a little bit more information on some of the things that people don't understand about your business and that you'd like to clear up for them, you know?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of people confuse public relations and advertising and marketing. And in today's world, communications, a communications department has many different arms. You know, you have your marketing folks and you have your social media folks and you have your public relations folks. And all of us have to work together because nowadays what the marketing folks are doing, it directly affects public relations. And so I like to say that, you know, marketing is to create and bring your product or service so that people will buy it. And, you know, the four P's of marketing, the product, price, you know, promotion, and place. But PR is there to build relationships with all of the stakeholders. And it's not just your current clients, but it's potential customers. And PR helps create that two-way communication. So if someone is unhappy with a service, they today can go online and, you know, make a comment. And as public relations and as marketing, we want to be able to timely respond to customers and clients. And we also want to continue long-standing relationships. So public relations is kind of managing that flow of information about the organization to its publics. And what I do is with my clients, if they use my services, we're not paying for any coverage. We are presenting it in a way that media outlets, whether they're, you know, online bloggers that are in the industry, that are out there writing about stories that would be interesting for my client, or it's the traditional newspapers and radio, those types of things. So it doesn't have anything to do with we're not paying for the advertisement, which I think that people sometimes get a little confused about advertising and marketing versus public relations.
That definitely cleared up some things for me. So when you work with clients, you're basically helping them to use those tools that are out there and through your connections and, of course, your knowledge, actually being able to bring it to the next level. So what somebody like a layman knows or an average person would know is something that you've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, plus that you have the relationships and, of course, the past experience. So that's a beautiful thing. What's one of the other, I don't know, I guess if we were to talk about the top two things that people have a misconception about, I believe you already covered at least one or two of them. What else is out there that people need to know? Or actually, better than that, explain to the listeners why they want to use your service.
Well, you know, I think I set myself apart. I mean, you know, there are a lot of big agencies out there, and they're great. And as a consultant, you know, my experiences, I've been for 15-plus years the other end of the phone, and I know what worked for me. I know what I wanted to hear when someone would call me or email me and say, hey, I have this story, and this is why it's important. And it's always that why. Why should I care? And that's the approach that I take, and that's how I leverage my clients when I'm approaching the media. No, and it doesn't matter who it is. I approach it all the same way. It's how can I make that gatekeeper, that person in that news organization, that media outlet, care about what I'm saying? And, you know, 15-plus years of listening to it on the other end of the phone, I've you know, become aware of what worked for me. And I use that approach when I'm working with my clients, and I've been successful. And, you know, it's not always, you know, a touchdown. It's definitely a process. You have to work with the media. You have to know what the media wants. I have to pay attention every day to what's happening, you know, in the news, because there may be something that's happening that my client may not even know it's happening, but they tie into that, you know, whether it's a new law that's coming down and how that will affect my client's business and my client's customers. So there are lots of things that happen around us that businesses should pay close attention to, because that might be a way for them to approach a news release or approach, you know, the media and say, hey, I know you guys are working on this. I'm a specialist in that field. You should come and talk to me, or this is what I can offer to you. And in today's, you know, journalists are busy. They're running around and they're doing the work of five different people. So I have that sensitivity. I know that when I call someone, where are the deadlines for the day? And there are constant deadlines. So I'm sensitive to that. Is, you know, when am I going to pitch my client, how I'm going to do it? I'm thinking about things that are personal, that we all, you know, we all deal with in our jobs. You know, it's easy to get lost in our work, and so I'm very mindful of that. So that's just, so, you know, those are just some of the experiences that I bring now with my consulting business, where I try to leverage my clients in the mix with all of the other things that the media is receiving on a daily basis.
Outstanding. You know, I was just thinking about another thing that you said that's really key. You're someone that's sensitive to the things that are going to be advantageous for your clients, and also sensitive to the things that other people that have worked in your field are looking for. So you know the buzzwords, you know the different things that are going to happen. Plus, when you look at the news, that's going to trigger things that you could use to actually help your clients. That's huge.
It's certainly, you know, I like to say I carry a notepad in my car, and that's where, you know, a lot of us spend, you know, a lot of window time in the car, and I, you know, I'm constantly listening to different channels and figuring out, okay, where can I position my client? And sometimes, you know, it takes a lot of strategic planning to, you know, when I start working with folks who have never, you know, branched out and hired someone for public relations. And it's a fun process, and it's nice to see, okay, here are the goals and objectives that we want to accomplish, and let's see how we can get there. It's, you know, you have to treat public relations just like you would marketing and advertising. You have to strategically plan and set your goals and figure out what your strategies are going to be and your tactics. And then you have to go back and periodically evaluate what's working, what's not working, what do we want to change, and what do we want to go forward with. Those are key elements when you're creating a public relations plan. As you know, you have to do your research, you have to plan, and you have to implement and always, always evaluate.
That's interesting, very interesting. And, you know, I just had another quick thought. You know, in a way, you're kind of like when somebody's looking at doing their marketing, they need to see you as their attorney, you know, in the sense that you know the laws, you know where to find the information. Plus that, as I used to say to people when I was in law enforcement, judges are people that used to be attorneys, and like judges like talking to other attorneys. They don't want to talk to you. So that's an interesting, again, that just came to mind. Could you give us tell us again how we can get in contact with you if anybody's interested or has somebody that they know could truly use your services that wants to grow their business?
Sure. It's Reps Consulting, so it's REPS Consulting LLC.com. And then if anyone would like to email me, it's Amy@RepsConsultingLLC.com.
Outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the show live or archived, of course, the information is also on the show page. But please reach out because, again, she's a phenomenal lady. I have met her in person. person and spoken with her, and again, she definitely knows her stuff. She walks the walk and talks the talk, which is a beautiful thing. Plus, with your business today, you can't afford to waste time or effort. You need a professional. Well, we're just about out of time. Is there anything that you'd like to share with the and trust me, I know there's a billion things you could share with us. But we'll have you back. We'll put a continuation on this. But could you,
thank you,
give us any other things that you would like to share with the listeners right now?
Sure. I would just end on this note that, you know, figure out what is special. And even if you're an independent business owner, you know, why did you get into that business and what makes you, your product or your service unique? And you know, be a part of the story. Create, you be the storyteller. Become the storyteller and share your message.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we were truly blessed to be able to listen to a true professional and a lady that loves what she does and, again, is very good at it. She's having results for her clients. And, again, that's REPS Consulting LLC. And her website is www.repsconsultingllc.com. And the phone number, which you gave the phone number before, was 703-624-2179. And again, ask for Amy, the owner, the president, and the head public relations marketing guru
yes.
at the company. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I truly appreciate it. And, again, we'll have you back, and hopefully next time we won't have any technical difficulties. And, ladies and gentlemen, that was on my side, not on hers. And just want to make sure that everybody's clear. So, really, before we go, just one more thing. So you work with independent small businesses, you work with nonprofits, and you basically work with not anybody, but you work with clients that are looking to improve their marketing, improve their relationship with the community, all of the above. Is that correct?
That is, and I have, you know, I have clients. I have one client that started out with four people, and now they're over 200. So it's, you know, it's wow. It's a small independent companies to the mid-sized companies and a couple of nonprofits.
Outstanding. Well, we hope that through the show that you can get some more business and do your magic. How you say we're all looking for that magic bullet. It sounds like you don't have the magic bullet. You are the magic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you again for coming on the show, and we'll get with you to see about getting that next show in line. Because again, I know a lot of people really need your services out there. Because hey, a lot of people are struggling and they don't know what to do, so they need that professional touch. So
certainly,
Amy,
well, it was my pleasure.
Thank you. Well, you take care, be well, and again, it was an honor.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, today we got blessed to get some information, some help on what to do before you spend all your advertising dollars. Think about PR, and Amy is the lady that can help you with that. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. If you like the show, in the upper left-hand corner, hit follow, and you can hear about more shows. If any of the shows, especially this one, is something that you know someone can use or you can use yourself, please share it with others and listen to it again. But, again, I recommend that you reach out to a true professional that can assist you. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying we wish you much success. Take care.